This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's a good drop. I had not heard this one. Did you catch this?
I was putting my headphone on.
Do you remember this on the show?
Oh, Royals got Bailey Falter.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
Who's that?
The final.
good times.
Big trade deadline. Hey, but you got the Yaz.
Well, we got Bailey Falter, too.
Yeah.
I've since learned who he is, and he's a marginal pitcher.
I thought he was a backup catcher. Oh, no, they got rid of the backup catcher.
Yeah.
To get...
No, they got Julio Rodriguez, the backup catcher.
Okay.
From the Mariners, who's not to be confused with the center fielder, yes. Julio Rodriguez.
That's right. I can't keep the wheelings and dealings of the Kansas City Royals straight. There's a lot happening.
So I was looking at the numbers from the Taylor Swift appearance on the Kelce podcast.
Yeah.
So she went on there to announce her new album.
Turns out that's kind of a big deal.
Oh my God, dude. They're saying... So first of all, the stream crashed because people were tuning in all at once.
Yeah.
Millions. And now they're at 12.5 million downloads. They recorded this yesterday.
Shockingly enough, their most listened to episode ever.
Millions and millions of people.
Yeah, I mean... Dude, she is unbelievable.
It helps to be stooping the most famous woman on the planet to help boost the old...
So you think those were all like teenage girls tuning in to Tay-Tay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Taylor Swift announcing a new album with Sabrina Carpenter. I mean, yeah, I would say that's going to drive some viewers.
Well, I know it's going to drive viewers. I'm just saying, like, what's... Because I know the Kelces are a big... They're very popular.
Yeah, their podcast does fine on
so its they've got their bros on there. I mean, like, you want to talk about two distinctly different audiences.
Worlds colliding.
You got the high T Kelce bro, Joe Rogan guys.
But I think she's at the top of her game, and I think they had the top, if they don't still, they had the top sports podcast, period.
Right.
So it's just like two tight, it's like King Kong and Godzilla coming together for an exhibition.
Taylor Swift did a little, one of the clips I saw, they were teasing her appearance, and she goes... She said something along the lines of, and we may have the clip in the system, but...
Is this the one about what she thought football was?
Oh, no, when she said that she knew what the macho males listening to the podcast wanted.
Ooh, let's see. I might have that.
Do we have that one? What people want?
Let's see. I have not previewed all of these. I mean, I can just play some Taylor Swift. Here she is. Well, here's
one. Such a nice color.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
I missed that. What did she say?
Oh, she just was complimenting Travis on
the podcast.
The color of his eyes or something.
She said something. She goes, I know you have all these macho, like, listeners. And I know what they want in their timeline. Me. She hears the hate and she leaned into it. She seems like a wonderful person.
Dude, she's running circles around everyone right now. Yeah. She said, so I was just reading, I didn't hear the podcast and won't, but I was reading, everybody's put out an article of the top five things we've learned from Taylor, the podcast. Yeah. Because everything she says is like, I mean, people go crazy. Like,
she's the most famous woman.
Any little detail she spills gets headlines. Like, it's unbelievable.
Well, and that's also the Bronny James thing. People just know that associating her name with anything will get more clicks and more ad revenue. So it's like, let's just produce more content around this because more people will eat it up.
You care to... Oh. Well, you should probably try to throw home if you want to get the guy out. You care to describe what's happening?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Hey, nice little get with Ryan Helsley, though. Braves just scored two in the eighth.
We effing suck. To take it's a 4-3 official. Lead. I've not been this fan all year. The Mets effing suck.
So she said. She said she wrote. So she was on the 21-month Eras tour. Mm-hmm. 21 months. She was out on the road, dude. Yeah,
making
she
a
was
billion
playing.
Dollars.
Yes, but they said those shows were like 3 hours long. Mm-hmm. She was like every night playing huge stadiums. She said she wrote this new album that she's about to drop on that tour.
What else are you doing?
What else are you doing? You're only on the biggest and baddest, most expensive, most taxing tour of all time.
Ah, she got downtime.
She said that she was so physically... She said that they bonded. Her and Travis have bonded over two things. One, their body's always hurting.
Yeah.
And two... the fact that they both have to entertain tens of thousands of people in stadiums. Mm. She honestly said those were two things that they talked about a lot when they first met. But, I mean, dude, how many artists write a whole nother album while they're out on their biggest tour of their life?
Yeah, that's...
That doesn't happen.
That's pretty impressive. And yes, it is officially the biggest tour of all time. 149 shows, 10 million tickets, and it grossed $2.2 billion.
And she just made another $2.2 billion by writing another album while doing that for $2.2 billion. Dude, she is a freaking machine.
Yes. And then the Kelce brothers, it pays to be stooping Taylor Swift because then you get to
much love.
That may be the greatest announcement. That's the biggest announcement that's probably ever happened on a sports podcast ever.
Oh, not even close. And I wonder even close.
I wonder how many Swifties were like, it'd be interested to know if like the Swifties hated it or loved it, that's where she made
They probably loved it because she's dating him. Listen, we all have, I'm trying to say this in a way that will not be a drop, but I'm having a hard time with this.
It's going to be bad.
We all have...
Go on.
There are kids that we know that are teenagers. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what I mean?
What did you want to say?
Well, it could sound bad out of context.
I want it. Just say what you mean. Say it with your chest.
I just know teenage girls.
Can you clip that Rob knows teenage girls, please? I would like that.
My ear is to the ground about what Taylor Swift means to the young girls, and they almost all, when I pull the electorate, they almost all hate Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. They hate him.
Okay.
They think he is beneath her. They think he's just like a meathead who's like whatever. Yeah. But you got to give Travis Kelce a hell of a lot of credit, man, because. And I'm not a huge Kelce brothers fan. They're just too much for me. But that dude held on to her. Imagine how slippery that probably was.
You don't think her standards are high, dating everyone in Hollywood and stuff like
that? Dude, he's obviously doing something really, really right.
Yeah.
And you got to give him a lot of credit for that because there's not a lot of dudes that could jump in with her
No.
in this environment and be that high profile as he is.
Imagine
and the, hold on to her.
The insecurities, the everything that goes along
all
with that. Because Travis Kelce does kind
of
seem like an idiot, and every like he had a dating show. He dated a lot of Instagram models.
He's a meathead.
And
he's a meathead. I mean, he's a football. I mean, no offense, but Jesus, yeah. man, and we all know what he is.
And he pursued her, got
and
her,
got her, and held kept her.
Yeah.
Smart dude, man. Smart. You got to give that guy his props.
I will say that is probably an experience that you can't probably even be prepared for what it's like to all of a sudden be dating again the most famous woman in the world. It's like dating one day you wake up and you're dating the Queen of England. Like it's just different. I don't think you could prepare for that.
Yeah,
give him credit.
She says she's really into sourdough bread making now. Seriously, she says she talks about it 60% of the time now.
It's like you and Buck talking about golf. She's talking about sourdough bread making.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Well, Travis Kelce had to move. Remember, he had to buy a different house because he was dating Taylor Swift, and then all the Swifties were showing up at his place. So, I mean, I'm guessing there's no aspect of his life that hasn't immensely changed. And I wonder at what point it had to change for her, because she was always famous. She's been famous since she was like 16, but she wasn't like this. This is like the last 8 to 10 years that it's become this.
God. Pretty amazing.
She's like a female Michael Jackson. I was going to say a white female Michael Jackson, but that kind of, he was a white Michael Jackson. Well, it's true. Michael didn't become super famous until he was white.
Always taking shots.
That's not a shot. That's a fact.
Milk. You know, we have little cookies.
One other thing I read that she said, because again, she's great. She said, because they were talking about internet hate.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I learned a long time ago to not read the internet.
Sure.
But then she said, I have so many friends or acquaintances or people who are like, they see one comment, they don't like it, and it will ruin their day.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to them, you should think of your energy as if it's expensive, as if it's a luxury item. Not everyone can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great line.
That is a great line. Yes.
And she's right
about
that.
And how many people can't handle that?
Exactly.
And especially when it comes to someone you don't know. Like it's amazing, a stranger that you've never met nor will ever meet can affect you with a random hate comment, which is just, that's a whole other thing. I am fascinated when something comes across your timeline and someone takes the time to say something hateful. Like, of all the things that you're scrolling, but like one person posts something, you're like, nope, that's what I'm going to decide to message that person.
Well, the New Heights podcast got and is getting more downloads as we speak, but they were at 12.5 million just for that one episode. She was on there for 2 hours.
In the first 24 hours it was available. 12 million people.
Man. Said, I'm not a Swiftie, but I enjoyed the interaction with the Kelces, kind of humanized her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So this may be good for her because maybe it does open up a lot of people that had never considered Taylor Swift.
That's another thing. She's always been pretty down to earth. Yeah. Like, as a matter of fact, she's like one of the most down to earth stars there is. But I'm guessing a lot of Kelsey fans know that.
Yeah. I've told the story, but back when she was an opening act for country music people, I went and saw her with my daughters, Brad Paisley, I believe. And we stood in line for, I don't know, maybe a half hour. Which at the time seemed like a lot, and now I look back on it, and I'm like, we only had to wait a half hour. And she met my daughter and gave my daughter a hug, signed her little whatever, you know, a CD or album, and took a photo with her. And I'll tell you, dude, she was like the nicest. Watching her interact in that line was like mind-blowing. And I guess she still does that. Like, she does, like, the meet and greets, and she still does all that
stuff. And writes another album that will make her $8 billion more dollars.
Yeah. But I've never really heard any sort of extensive interview. I may actually go back and listen to the Kelsey podcast just to kind of hear that, because I really like when you Howard Stern, whatever you think of Howard Stern, he does the long format. And the only time I listen to Howard Stern is when he has an interview. I don't listen to the bits in the Whack Pack. That doesn't do anything for him anymore. But he'll have huge stars on there, and he'll talk to him for like 2 hours. And there's a handful of people that I really didn't know or care much about, and then I heard him on Stern, and it made me like aware of him, and it made me like him. Lady Gaga was this way. I never really paid much attention to Lady Gaga, and I heard her on Stern, and I was like, dude, she seems awesome. And I started listening to her stuff. Billie Eilish was one of them. Again, just wasn't my cup of tea. Post Malone, like, he does a really good job of humanizing people. And so, not having heard much of Taylor Swift, like, interviews, I may have to go back and check out the Kelseys.
One last thought. Maybe this opens up a new kind of idea, a new genre of the pod. Or maybe it's already out there. I don't know. But, you know, you and I have to conduct interviews.
It's 8 to 10 minutes, yeah.
And, no, yeah, they're shorter, but yeah. I just mean, like, one of the reasons we don't do a lot of interviews here is because it can be really hard, particularly if you're not in the same room, to really get any sort of chemistry going with anybody. Yeah. And when someone is on the line with you and they don't know you, they're just, it's just hard. They're guarded. Mm-hmm. They think you're out to get them. And that's 75% of interviewees.
Yep.
So it really, I think we've made it a concerted effort here to just, you know, let's just, you and I can do bits. We can have fun. Let's talk sports. We don't need a lot of these interviews because a lot of them are awkward or they don't deliver what we hope they would, right?
No.
Well, her going on with her boyfriend, that changes the paradigm because Taylor Swift is probably going to be like what I just mentioned with on a 2-hour podcast with people she doesn't know. That's probably why you say you've never heard that. She probably never does those because she's like, I don't know these people. I don't really want to set myself up for that.
Harley on the YouTube says that was apparently her first podcast appearance.
Yeah, so she just doesn't do it. That. She didn't want to do that. So her sitting down with her boyfriend completely changes the dynamic. Yep. They're so comfortable with each other that's why. That's part of the reason why everyone's talking about this. Right? It's not that she just sat down on a podcast. It's that she sat down on a podcast with her boyfriend. Yeah. So she can be herself. She knows she can trust the people. So I just wonder if maybe this is the ticket. This is the ticket. You want to hear from who's somebody who's notoriously guarded? I mean,
I'm trying to think of someone.
Jody Allen.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay.
But, you know, Jody doesn't have a husband. But,
but she has kids.
She has kids.
What if she, you know, her kid has a podcast and she goes on there? You want to hear the real Jody Allen? You're going to get it right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, maybe this opens up a whole genre of podcasts where people sit down with their families or their wives or their girlfriends and, like, you get more out of
them. There was that weird thing where Will Smith got interviewed by his wife and they talked about Will Smith's wife boning other dudes. That probably wouldn't have happened with anyone other than them.
Exactly.
It's awkward, but it was interesting. And that's why I said, that's why I think Stern is so good, is Howard Stern gets people to talk about things that they wouldn't. And
well, people want to go on. See, that's why he's unique, is that he's one of the few, and there are very few, who create an environment where people want to go on there.
Yes.
They want to go talk. I think Taylor Swift's been on his show.
I've never heard it, but I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought
she stopped by there. But most people, even when they have very serious problems or things that they're going through, they want to go. They almost want to go and talk to him.
And they all say the same thing. It makes it, you forget you're talking to millions of people and you think you're just talking to Howard. Love him or hate him, that's his
genius, man.
That's his skill.
All right, Florida man, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.